Since the dawn of civilization, humans have tried to make sense of the world around them. Part of this effort has been the attempt to explain the seemingly chaotic elements of the universe, from the weather to the movements of the stars. To do this, many cultures have assigned personas to chaos, creating a pantheon of monsters and demons to explain the unknown. From Apophis to Typhon, these monsters of chaos have been an essential part of our collective understanding of the world. The ancient Greeks, for instance, had a host of boundless creatures to explain the chaos of the world. Typhon was an enormous beast that was said to have spawned the winds and storms. Echidna was a divine monster that was said to have existed since the dawn of time, and whose offspring included the Nemean lion and the Chimera. These monsters and others were used to explain phenomena that could not otherwise be explained. In modern times, our understanding of the world has become much more sophisticated. And yet the idea of personifying chaos remains. We still have concepts such as the bogeyman or the devil, and these figures still serve to explain the chaotic elements of our existence. It seems that, even in the face of our advancing knowledge, the idea that chaos must have a face still resonates with us. So why do we need to assign a persona to chaos? Perhaps it is because it allows us to make sense of the unknown. By assigning a figure to chaos, we can gain a sense of control over the forces that are outside of our understanding. We can also create a sense of order in the face of the randomness of life. By giving chaos a face, we can make it more manageable and less frightening. Personifying chaos has been part of human culture since the dawn of time. We have created monsters and demons to explain the unknowable and to give us a sense of control over the chaos of the world. Whether it is Apophis, Tiamat, Echidna or Typhon, these monsters of chaos have been an integral part of our understanding of the universe. And they will continue to be for centuries to come.